This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon to you. We are live at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. The Christmas Craft Fair is going on, and it goes on all weekend. Got started a couple of hours ago. A lot going on. Very busy already. A lot of people out here saving money, checking things out. Sierra Keith is the Fairgrounds almost director in another week or so. So looks like it's going pretty well so far.
Yeah, it's been a great opening so far today.
And talk about, kind of give people the overview of everything they need to know out here.
Well, you just come on out and get ready to shop. Shop, shop, shop. We have so many crafters here with great items that they've built throughout the whole year. Some of them spend all year getting ready for this event, and we're just excited to have another year.
It's amazing that it's been going on for so many years.
Yeah, 51 years.
And what was that first one? Oh, you weren't here for that, were you?
No, no.
You were not.
But there are vendors who have been.
And see, that's the amazing thing, because we've got people, long-term craft people in the area that, are at this event every year. People see them at other places, maybe elsewhere in the region, and they kind of build a long-term clientele that way.
Oh, yeah. I actually just talked to a patron this morning that was looking for a vendor that's been here for years and years, and she was like, I can't find her. And I'm like, oh, you just go down to the exhibit building, and she's down there.
Yeah. No, it's great to have and, you find something that kind of goes with what you want for your house or to give as gifts, and it's a great deal. Let's talk about some of the special things you've got going on.
Yeah, so tonight, starting at 5 o'clock, if you bring canned food, you get in for free, which is a great fundraiser, food pantry item for the Salvation Army, plus it gives you guys the chance to, get in for free and come out and spend money with the crafters.
And go ahead.
On Saturday, we work with Cascade Community Credit Union on the pajama drive for children in need in Douglas County. And so Saturday at 5, if you bring a pair of new pajamas, you can get in as free as well.
All right, very good. And I understand that somewhere here at various points you have grabbed someone who is making a long-distance trek here.
Yeah, Santa is in the exhibit building this weekend, and it's a great time to come down, see him, get your Christmas wish, in with Santa, and take some pictures.
And let's see, how many vendors do you have?
So we have 350 crafter booths.
Wow, that is a lot of people.
It is, and it's one of the largest in Southern Oregon.
And let's see, did we go over the hours?
We did not. So we are open today until 8 p.m., and then tomorrow we are open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then Sunday 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And, of course, today you've got the sunshine. You may not have that tomorrow, so if you want to jump out now, it would be a good time to do it. Talk about the food that's out here, too.
Yeah, we have some great civic groups helping us, Roseburg Culinary Staff, Roseburg Elks, and Bikers for Christ are here. We have Caesar Wraps, hamburgers, hot dogs, chili, soups, chicken strips, you name it, and we've got it out here.
All right, so you're pretty set there. And talk about kind of the diversity when you say Christmas crafts. It's not all Christmas items, though, right?
No, there is a ton of different items. So we have, the wreaths and the standard Christmas stuff. But then, there's people that make jewelry, and they do pillows and crocheting and knitting, kitchenware. There's ceramics that, people make that are incredible. So there's really every kind of craft that you can think of is here.
All right, a lot of good stuff out here. And it takes a lot of work to do this. You started setting up earlier in the week, right?
Yeah, we started, setting up for vendors. We actually started setting up our vendor booths probably about 2 to 3 weeks ago. And then this week's the final push. But our vendor coordinator, the day after fair, is already starting on getting our vendors set up for this event.
Wow. And people come from how far away?
We have people from Washington, Northern California, and then, of course, all of your local and Oregon people.
All right. A lot of folks out here. What else do people need to know?
We've got some great entertainment this year. Vocal Fusion from RHS, Taylor Bennett, the Sunny Sky Boys, and then Wreaths Across America. They're down in the DTO Pavilion this weekend talking about their event next week. So, we've got a lot of fun stuff for everybody, and we have Cascade Community Credit Unions in here helping us with our hourly craft giveaways that we do. So it's a great event.
All right, a lot going on. Sarah Keith from the fairgrounds staff. We're going to let you get back to work for a few minutes.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, and let's talk to one of the crafters. Go ahead and have a seat there. And we'll kind of do this on the fly. Tell us what your name is.
My name's Danny, and I'm with Creations by Shauna Crochet Gifts.
And so talk about what you guys have.
So our booth is full of all kinds of different crocheted plushies made by my wife, Shauna. She's been at the craft fair for about 8 years, and everything from mini turtles to giant frogs and Stitch and everything in between you can find.
So do you help with this at all?
I help by working at the booth. She makes all the wonderful, pretty things, and I help to sell them.
So are you from the local area then?
We are. We are from Roseburg.
And how many years has she been out here?
She's been here. This is either her eighth or ninth year.
And so how much preparation when you're working on these? I mean, you have these fairs. She's been working on getting her inventory up for quite a while.
Oh, she has been working on her inventory every day for the entire year. Have a couple other events that we attend throughout the year, but this is her prize event. So pretty much every day she's working on her inventory.
So what kinds of different things? Tell us more about the specifics about what she makes.
So she makes, we have little miniature pocket pals. So we have little stingrays. We have little dinosaurs. This year we have box pals. We have miniature, smaller Stitch and Angel and Spider-Man, Wolverine, Deadpool figures. That can boxes, and we also have cows and frogs and trash pandas. We have little raccoons that are in plastic garbage cans that you can get tons and tons of stocking stuffer gifts. If you're fans of the Disney villains, we have some of the Disney villains, and Maleficent and Ursula and Lilo and Stitch. We have the Kakamora from Moana. Got a little bit of everything for everybody.
Wow. I'm guessing that she's really the creative one of the family, and you're like the assistant.
Absolutely.
So do you do anything like this yourself?
I do a little bit of woodworking stuff, but more just a hobby and making Christmas gifts and birthday gifts for family, but I don't do any of the fair type stuff. It's all her.
Now, where is your booth located at?
We are located in Douglas Hall. We're on one of the, as you come through the main doors to the left, we're on the end corner booth and right across from the Christmas cookies.
Right. Well, apparently you've already found the Christmas cookies, I take it. What do you like when you just are sort of walking around here getting things set up today in terms of what are the other things that you see that kind of stand out to you?
Oh, for me personally, all the woodworking booths is my hobby. But just getting to see the variety of crafts that are here, metalwork, that's done, and coming to a fair where pretty much anything that you could possibly want you can find here, and like the, like I say, the metalwork, the woodworking booths, there are the treats. I love the treats.
What kind of woodworking things do you do?
I do like cutting boards, and I've made nursery signs for coworkers, making some Christmas gifts this year for some family members, like wall art and home decor type stuff. And
wow. And what do you like about doing that? Is that kind of relaxing?
Oh, it's absolutely relaxing. No matter what's going on in the world, when I go to sit down to create my crafts, everything else in the world goes away.
And a little kind of peace and calm.
What's that?
A little bit of peace and calm.
Oh, absolutely, yes. My wife finds the same kinds of things when she's making her crochet crafts. And
perfect. Now, again, remind us the name of your sort of business.
It's Creations by Shauna.
So people should look for that sign, and again, tell folks where you are.
And so come in through the main doors of Douglas Hall, hang a left, and we'll be down on the corner booth, and Creations by Shauna. And We look forward to seeing you.
All right, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
All right, going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. Back with more in a moment. The interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. It is 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1, and of course on Monday, back in studio with more guests. But today we are live at the Christmas Craft Fair going on through Sunday at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Open today until 8, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 4. Admission $5. You get a dollar off if you bring canned food items to help the Salvation Army Food Bank here in the local area. Talking to a few of the people that are here today, and tell us what your name is.
My name is Nikki Opp.
And what do you do here craft-wise?
My friend Shauna and I, we sell personalized Christmas ornaments. So community members are able to come in and take a look at a wide variety of colors that are available. And we kind of talk through some options so that they leave with an ornament with their name of someone special on there, or sometimes their pet, or baby's first Christmas. We have in memory bulbs. Sometimes people are buying them so loved ones are represented on their Christmas tree who have passed. Wide variety. We can do lots of things.
How long have you guys been doing this?
This is year number 7 for us.
So what caused you to get started?
Well, my friend is a really big crafter, and she just kind of wanted to see what it was like to work at one of these shows and see if people might have interest in the items that she makes. She's very, very creative and can pretty much, if she can think it, she can make it. I am a great workhorse, so I come in and she tells me what to do, what color to do things, and what ribbons to tie, and I do it. But we just love the people. We love to be part of a large community event, and people tend to really enjoy our product, and we enjoy that.
Well, and the personalization aspect, it seems, because you can get regular ornaments a lot of different places, but just the personalized part, especially for maybe creating, you know, all your kids or grandkids or whatever, that seems like that would get people's attention.
It does. And we actually, like this morning already, we've had at least 4 individuals who have come through that are previous customers, that new additions to their family, kids have been married or babies have been born, and they want ornaments that match ones that they've bought in the past. And it gives people the opportunity to leave with an ornament that really they kind of designed. We walk them through it, but it is exactly what they want, the color that they want, with the name of the loved one. And quite honestly, with the crazy way that people spell names these days, it's almost impossible for some of these folks to find anything personalized for their grandkids or even themselves sometimes. But we're able to do that with our Cricut.
So basically, when they come to you, you've got these mostly ready. You're just adding the finishing touch then.
Right. So we have all of the Christmas ornaments are colored and ready to go. And then we have our Cricut and our laptop here. And so Shauna uses the Cricut program to design and very, very quickly put the ornaments together.
So where do people find you?
We are right in the center of the community conference hall, first building as you walk through the gate.
All right. And again, what's the name of your group?
We don't really have a name, just Nikki and Shauna.
And again, one more time, what's your location?
We're right in the center of the community conference hall, which is the first building as you walk through the gate.
All right. Have fun this weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right. A lot going on here. I think we're going to be talking to somebody else in just a moment who is one of our crafters. Go ahead and have a seat, and we will put you on the radio and see what you got, what you're doing.
Okay.
So go ahead and hold that light. There we go. You bet. What's your name?
My name is Jeanette Casey.
And what do you have out here?
I am Dippity Doo Dah Dips. So I make the little gourmet packages of spices. mm-hmm. and you take them home and you mix them with mayonnaise and sour cream, or you can use them as a soup or a stew seasoning, a steak seasoning. You can do all kinds of fun things with them.
How long have you been doing this?
I have actually been doing this for 21 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's been a long time. It's been a great journey.
I'm guessing that this started, was it something you were doing for your family anyway?
Actually, it was not. I used to be another kind of crafter. I used to toll paint, and my husband would make me things to toll paint on. Well, when he got better at his craft, he started making kitchen cabinets. And so there was no more crafts for me to paint on, so I decided to do something different. So that's when all the spices started coming out of the cupboard, and I started making dip mixes.
And I'm guessing along the way, you kind of do some experimenting, and sometimes you're like, yeah, okay, that doesn't quite work.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, at one time, I had one of the dips I was just trying to master, and I couldn't really do it. So my poor Bible study people came, and I had three, and I said, tell me which one you like the best, because I couldn't decide. So they actually helped me decide with that one.
So do you have different sizes?
They all come in one little package.
Okay.
And you mix the package with 1 cup mayonnaise, 1 cup sour cream is how I have them mixed. And then I have garlic. And then I go all the way up to hot. So I have something called dragon breath, which is garlic and cayenne. I have heat wave, which is cayenne, jalapeno, habanero. And then a couple years ago, when the Carolina Reaper pepper was so popular, I also have a dip called Fear the Reaper.
Or and, don't fear the Reaper. No, wait, that's a song.
Yeah, and it is hot. So.
And have you ever had anybody say that's too hot?
Always. Sometimes we get people who think they know hot and like hot, and they don't.
And where is your booth located at?
I am in this hall.
Community conference hall.
Community conference hall number 36.
You can't say I'm right here on the radio. let's see. I don't know if I asked. How many years have you guys been out here?
At the fairgrounds?
Well, no, I mean you, for doing your booth here.
18 years.
Wow.
And I've been in all three buildings, so.
I'm imagining that you've got a lot of people that come and see you year after year.
I do. Yes, I get a lot of return customers, which is really a blessing for me. It keeps me in my business.
Well, and, because people, I mean, this is, you know, something you are looking for periodically, and during the course of the year, you run out of it, because now do you pop up at other arts events?
I do. I actually live in Coos Bay, mm-hmm. but I do shows all up and down the coast, and Roseburg, Medford, Grants Pass, you know, those kind of places also.
Wow, and this is just you, so do you have help in your booth?
I do. Actually, I'm blessed to have a husband that doesn't mind coming with me and doing the shows with me, and so it's good.
Very good. So if somebody wanted to come now, are people able to kind of sample things at all?
Yes, I have plenty of samples out for everybody. Come in, grab a couple pretzels, and sample away.
Wow. And let's see here. What kinds of things, again, did you say these were best used for?
Well, they're used for dips, of course, and you can use potato chips and crackers and things like that if you use with the mayonnaise and sour cream. If you use like a cream cheese, then you can use it for a bagel spread. Because it's a little thicker, or you can use them as a dry rub. In fact, the Fear of the Reaper, the hot one I have, is really good as a rub on ribs.
And did you try anything else? Or what about, how did this kind of catch you in terms of this being what you wanted to do?
You know, I've been a vendor for a lot of years before I started this business, and I've noticed how food, there's always something different for food. So it's just like, you know what, let's try it.
So you haven't experimented into other food things yet?
Not yet.
You think that's ahead in the future?
It possibly could be.
But it seems like you've found a pretty good niche.
Yes.
All right. So, again, if people want to find you out here at the fairgrounds this weekend, Community Conference Hall, which part?
Number 36.
All right. Look for that. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
All right. We were just about ready to wrap up here at the fairgrounds. And, again, a reminder that the hours are till 8 o'clock tonight, Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 4 out here at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Admission $5 per person. Kids under age 5 get in for free. Actually, 11, no, 12 and under get in for free, and it's a dollar off. You donate a food item to help with the Salvation Army Food Bank. All right, again, that's it from here. Live from the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Check it out over the weekend and enjoy. It's 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 AQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.